you know, the noise of civilization and its discontents. No matter what we do to try and escape them, unless we select and understand and use what we hear, we are lost indeed. Not just lost listeners, but indeed lost people. I do believe that being able to select, I do believe that being able to reflect on that selection makes you more than the mere analyst that most of us claim we are. You see, I think the world is ridden with analysts. I think it's hag-ridden with self-appointed people that cut society apart and say, well, this part is worthless and this part is something else. In detaching and in reflecting and in listening, I suppose I'm able to synthesize, to have these different rails meet in the infinity that is our conscious hope.
Let's not kid ourselves. The North isn't going to be made up in future years of gigantic plastic bubbles surrounding Arctic villages with a cloak of warm air. And it isn't going to be modeled on at least what's represented as pretty highly scientific, rational northern towns of the Soviet Union. It isn't going to have the sort of flow of economic life of an Alaska, which is so largely based on a defense industry. I think the North in the future is going to look appallingly like the rest of Canada, and that's great as far as I'm concerned. It's going to look like suburbia. And with all the things that we deplore about suburbia, the silly Western ranch
I would
style,
think these towns, these communities would be built for the North and not for the suburbs of Toronto, as most of the communities in the North are at the present time. Once we get the jumbo jets and we get a few of the world's ills sorted out, I would expect that in the summer, the North would become a vast outdoor playground. We keep getting this lovely idea, which the Department of Indian Affairs and Northern Development's pursuing, that all of a sudden, all the wagons are going to line up along the 60th parallel.
But I don't quite see the argosies of magic sail in the North. I think that we're going to have to adapt from what's being developed for the rest of North America or for the rest of the world. Now, these adaptations are often quite considerable. But with
houses and hospital in the North, just to show that it's like the rest of Canada, well, my feeling is that if it's like the rest of Canada, why should anybody go there? The North, Alaska, Northwest Territories, and Yukon lie between three densely populated areas: North America, United States, and Southern Canada, China and Japan, and Northwest Europe. And right in the middle, plump, is this vast outdoor recreation area. This would be a place where people can actually sort of come and enjoy this. This is recreation, recreation, the chance to be alone, to be quiet in the North, which we desperately need in this rat race urban civilization. I'm a town man, I'm afraid. The chance to be alone and to be quiet with one's friends and one's family.
It's all the North can afford, so that's what they get. I wonder if things are really going to change that much in the future. We're not going to do really dramatic things like spending $100 million for a whole new approach to community living up in Resolute Bay. We're not going to build a kind of Arctic version of habitat around Tuktoyaktuk.